No, everything's good. I'm not using the board today.
No, so you don't have a glare.
I'm okay. I'm okay, thank you. Okay, again, so this is the sugya of Moser Shemen Shebaner. Since today is the last day of Chanukah, Tavshin Ayin Aleph, so I thought it would be appropriate to spend a little time dealing with this sugya, which really is very practical today, because Moser Shemen Shebaner, as you probably already saw from the run, is a scenario in which you have leftover oil after the conclusion of one night of Chanukah, or in its fullest expression, at the end of Chanukah. So let's quickly take a look at the Rif. The Rif is on Daf Test Amud Aleph in the Dapei Arif. We'll just quickly run through that, and then we'll take a look at the Ran, and maybe we could have a little bit of a hesber here into this Machlokes. Someone like to read the lines of the Rif very quickly? Someone that... Adam, you want to give it a try? You could start from Rav Zera, that's fine. It's not... you get a running start from there. We'll start from the beginning. Amar Rav. Good. Psilos Ushmanim. What are Psilos and Shmanim?
Wicks and oils.
Psilos Ushmanim. Shamir Chacham Ima Likin Bahen B'Shabbos. Those wicks and oils that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. You can't use them on Shabbos. Right. But you could still use those on Chanukah. Even though you can't use them on Shabbos, you could use them on Chanukah. Why can't you use them on Shabbos? So there are certain wicks and oils that we're afraid, because they don't give off a proper, consistent flame, that a person may come to alter, to adjust the candelabra or the nair, and then be in violation of the laws of Shabbos. So even though that's the case when it comes to Shabbos, those inferior wicks and oils can still be used for the neiros of
Chanukah.
Okay? So Midaka Omar, since we say that they could be used on Chanukah, what do you see from here? Midaka Omar, that from the fact that we say Madlikim Behem B'Chanukah, B'Shabbos Shmami Nasha Aser L'Shtamish La'ora. The Kevan, why? Well, I'm sorry, let's take it slow. So, Midakamar Madlika Bahem B'Chanukah. So you see there's a little bit of a gears to change. Lav Dafka B'Shabbos. If I could use it on Chanukah, Shma Mina Asa L'Shtamish La'ora. The implication is that what? That I can't use the light of the menorah. How so? The Kevan, the Asr L'Shtamesh La'ora, Lo Asi La'atuye. What does La'atuye mean? This is with a test, not La'asuye. La'atuye.
To include?
La'atuye means to bend over. La'atos.
Oh.
Right? La'atos. To adjust, to move further or closer away the flame. What's the problem on Shabbos? What's the problem on Shabbos? Where on Shabbos, you're going to come to adjust the flame. Oh, then you're going to be in violation of Shabbos. If I tell you that you could use it on there on Chanukah, what am I apparently saying? Since you're not allowed to use the flame, I'm not worried that you're going to come to touch it. You're not going to come to adjust it because you have no shaychus to the flame. Well, you're not allowed to touch it. Right? Vesu, midamalikim behen b'chanukah, again, lav dafka b'Shabbos. Miklal de'ikavya lo mizdakik lo. And from the fact that I could use these inferior wicks and fuels on Chanukah, what do you see from there? That I'm not required to relight it. If it goes out, I'm not required to relight it. Now, that is a separate sugya known as kavsa Zakakla, kafsa ein zakakla. We paskin kafsa ein zakakla. If your candle goes out and you lit a proper halachic candle, you are not required to relight it.
What is a zakuk?
That you're bound to it.
Bound.
Okay, so shmamina kavsa ein zakakla. Fine. This is all a little bit of introduction. This is all introduction to our specific sugya. I mean, again, it's very rich with discussion and concepts, but none which we're taking up today. Vahadatanya. Go ahead, Adam. Vahadatanya. Misha teshka. Acha tilcha rega min ashok. That which we say, that the time for lighting their Chanukah is misha teshka hachama acha tilcha rega min ashok. What does that mean? Lav di ikav yahadar madik law. It doesn't mean that. Right? It does not mean that. Lav di kav yahadar madik law. It doesn't mean if it goes out that you have to relight it. It does not mean that. Ella, what does it mean? The ilo adlik, madlik. The ilo adlik, madlik. If you haven't yet lit, then you can't light. You can continue to light. The ilo adlik, madlik. There's two signposts that are given in the Talmud. Misha teshka hachama, acha tichla regam nashok. So what does that mean? Well, it means any number of things. So we're saying now, it does not mean that it must be lit the entire time between moment A and moment B, right? Misha teshka hachama, acha tichla regam nashok. Doesn't mean that. Elamai, what does it mean? Meaning, if it goes out now, I have to ensure that it's lit for every moment. And therefore, if it burnt till here, and now it went out, I have to relight it to make sure it burns all the way. It does not mean that. Elamai, what does it mean? So, the Gemara gives two answers. First, the ilo adlik madlik. I didn't light here? Well, you should have lit there. That wasn't the best thing. But you know what? As long as you didn't get to here yet, as long as you didn't get till the end, you could still light. As long as you didn't get till Techaragam Nashuk, you could still light. That's the first answer. Well, the first idea. The second idea is inami l'shiyura. Inami l'shiyura, we're told, means that we have a certain amount of time that is necessary in order to define a candle as a Ner Chanukah. A Ner Chanukah has to be one which could last this amount of time. Mishateshka hachama achatichla regam nashok. So again, growing up, we're always taught this idea of half an hour. This is where the half an hour comes from. The Rambam and the Meiri both use language saying a half hour or like a half an hour. This amount of time from Teshka Achama until Techar Gam Nashok is roughly a half an hour. And therefore, when you light your candle, it has to burn for a half an hour. So that would mean that even if I would light it at some point later than this, it still has to burn for that amount of time. It has to have the potential to burn for that amount of time. And we know that if a person lights a candle that can only burn for 20 minutes, right, and it burns the full 20 minutes, it could be that he's not Yotze. If he lights a candle that could burn for half an hour and it goes out after 20 minutes, he is Yotze. And he need not relight it, because Kav Sein Zakakla. Same thing. I light a candle that could last for 3 hours, but I light it in a windy place and it goes out in a second.
It could relight it.
It's proper to relight it. It's a nice thing to relight, of course, because now you're lighting it, you're engaging in piersum anes. There's a fulfillment of piersum, but you're not obligated to relight it. Ein zakakla. Okay? So those are the two ideas that we derive from the Gemara is telling us, Tichregam Nashuk, and I'm sorry, Mishiteshka Chama until Tichregam Nashuk. All right. Now, Haisa Dolekes Vaholeches. So now that we know the idea of Shiura, we know the idea of the Ilo Adlik Madlik, We're told the following. Haisa dolekes v'holeches. See that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hazer.
What does that mean? The candle was holeches v'dolekes.
Burning.
Dolekes v'holeches. It was burning. It was going on its way. It was going along. It's minding its business, right? Burning, continuously burning. Dolekes v'holeches. It's continuing to burn. Ad hashir hazer. It satisfied the minimum requirement. That's again, just for argument's sake, we'll use the half hour. It burned for half an hour. You lit it at Mishuteshka Achama, whatever that means, Shkia or Tseis, depending upon the different Shitos. You lit it at the ideal time. It burned minimally for the Shiur, for the half an hour. And now what happens? Rotzul Chavosa. You want to extinguish it, you want to put it out. So the Rif says, you want to put it out, oh, lehishtamish la'ora, right? You either want to put out the fire for whatever reason, you don't want to keep it burning, or you actually want to use the light. You've been holding out, you wanted to learn, you have no lights in your house, you want to go sit by the Hanukkah candles. But you can't do that during that first half hour because that's Ner Hanukkah. Also lehishtamish la'ora, you're not allowed to use the Ner Hanukkah. But now it burned for the Shiur. So the Rif says, you could put it out, or you can go around, you can go over there and do what you want. Could use the fire, you could use the light of the candles. Okay, clear? Okay, good. That's the Rif. Comes along the Ran and says the following. Question? Yes, let's see here. See over there? The Ran says that according to the Rif, who says that I could put out my candle or I could use my candle, then certainly I could do what? I could use the leftover oil. I could use the Moser Shemen Shebener. Okay, let's see that inside. We'll just read a few lines of this Ran and then we will discuss. Someone wanna read? Chaim Lachsbaz, you wanna read a little bit? Inam
Lishira. Right off the bat, I don't like that comparison.
I'm sorry, you don't like the comparison?
That, oh,
if I tell you that you could sit by the light of the candle
right. And
use it for whatever you want,
right. But this
then
is
I could
actual,
tell you
this
substance.
Is the actual substance of the mitzvah.
And the flame is not?
No, because that's just the flame. You could get enough from the flame.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm just playing devil's advocate for a second. If I put oil in my menorah and I walk away, do I have a chas v'shalom mitzvah?
No, but if that's the basis of the mitzvah. The oil is
the basis.
I guess. Yeah.
What do you mean by the basis?
It's you don't have the mitzvah without the oil. Or a candle, for instance.
Well, you need fuel to produce a nair.
Right.
Right. But the fuel is only a component of the nair. Saying the it's the flame and the wick and the fuel and the flame that produce the nair.
Right. But you don't have the flame unless you have the oil.
Granted.
So it's a little bit.
So you're saying it's less of a chiddush to say that I could use the flame while it's still burning?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, that's what you're saying. That's what you think.
Yeah.
Okay, but why? Can you explain to me why? What are we all excited about? I mean, the whole thing is the whole idea of the nair is the nair. So we're concerned about the nair. Don't use the nair for this. Don't use the nair for counting money. Don't use the nair for. Right, lahar so small. So what are the other things that the Gemara says? You can't do things to the nair.
Okay.
Haneros halalu kodeshim. The ain lana rishus l'shtamesh
b'hem. Yeah, the haneros halalu, but the nairos don't come about until you have the oil.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just trying to show you that the main focus of our concern is always in terms of the nair. Mutal l'shtamesh la'ora or also l'shtamesh la'ora. It's the chafza shal mitzvah that's functioning as that chafza that we're worried about. Now you're right. Part of that chafza is made up of a certain ingredient. But I hold off on what you're saying because I think that may well be part of the machlokas over here. Not exactly the way you're saying it, but let's see. Okay, who's reading?
Question.
Yeah, question. We didn't say much yet.
If you had a drop of like an oil dispenser thing, and every few minutes you squirt another small amount of oil.
Not good. Nope. That's a good question. I mean, can I set up a drip?
Oil. Yeah,
Okay, set up an IV drip of oil. When you light the candle, you have to have a ner shel Chanukah. You have to have a ner. A ner means it has the potential to burn for half an hour. Now you're saying right now I'm not burning something that has the...
It has enough oil to last.
Right, but when I'm lighting over here, there's nothing here right now. There's no reservoir. You want to say that's the reservoir,
yeah.
Maybe? I mean, it's...
So if that's the case, then it would just be considered the reservoir, right?
No, now I'm thinking, maybe I'm rethinking my answer. In other words,
it's like a continuous flow coming
in. You're also altering it after you put it in the first place.
Say again?
If you do an IV, you would be altering it after you put it in the first place. So it's not because that's like being like mishtamesh and then a problem.
That's what I was suggesting at the outset. Not necessarily that it's mishtamesh, but that you lit it one way, and now you're adding to it. In other words, you're adding to it after you lit it. We say hadlaka osa mitzvah. Right? We say you have to light a candle that has the potential to burn for the requisite shiur at the moment that I light it. So the question is, do I say that as the IV is set up in such a way that it's dripping in here, that that's like I have one whole system, and therefore when I'm lighting it, it really has... I mean, what's the difference if my oil is in this cup, or it's in this cup with it just separated.
So you're saying you're figuring that out. You're figuring that from the outside also.
Yeah, he's saying right. Let's say let's say it's set up in such a way that there's going to be a constant drip for the next half hour. I don't know. Libi Omerli, that's not good. In other words, I'm not lighting a nair. There's no nair here. I'm lighting a small drop of oil, and then I'm feeding it. You know, what would be the difference if it's like that, or I situate my hand over the menorah, just pouring out the oil? I don't think that's good. I mean, that's certainly not good. Now you have to tell me this is better. It's better because I set it up that way that it's sort of one system. I don't know. I mean,
what's the difference if you squirt every few minutes or whatever?
That's for sure. That's not good.
Why?
Oh, because when I lit the candle, it didn't have the shear. I'm making
sure. It's gonna stay there for an hour or two.
Right, that's not good. When we say hadlaka osa mitzvah, I have to light a candle. A candle means fuel and a wick, and the fuel has to be enough to burn for the amount of time that's necessary. So if I only put in, let's say, 15 minutes of oil, and I put the wick in and I light it, and then I'll add to it once it's lit, that's not good. That's not hadlaka osa mitzvah. That's violative of hadlaka osa mitzvah. At the moment that I light, the conditions have to be right for the product to produce the piersum for the requisite amount of time. Again, if it goes out by some fluke, I'm still yotze. I did what I had to do. I lit a candle that had the potential to burn for half an hour.
Is it preferable to relight it?
It is preferable to relight it, yeah.
Sorry, that might have been going off topic.
No, it is off topic. It's okay.
All right, well, I just thought of an idea. If it is really a continuous flow of oil flowing in, then it's equivalent to candle wax. Because then you just say it's a piece of candle wax which has a really weird shape.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That would be the argument. The argument is that this is really all one part of one lamp, and it's just that the oil is somewhat elongated or separated. I don't know. I have to assume that that's been thought of and at least discussed in some some tshuva. And if I can, I'll look around and see if anyone speaks about it. I'm sure that someone's asked something like that, because they ask about other types of lighting, like gas. See that you can't use. What's that?
I know there was a controversy that came out with like a menorah that lights itself, basically.
What do you mean,
like works on a timer?
Oh, that's not good.
And so the whole question was, can someone really?
Yeah, you need to be a modlik. Like, right, you need to be a modlik.
You have another timer with the tape recorder to recite the bracha.
Right.
So
there's a thing about Hanukkah is that each candle has to be separate as well.
Right.
You can't have like a joined thing. So
that's just be nikkar separate candles. Like even you have a case where you have a pot of oil and you put separate wicks around. And you have to do it in such a way that each one looks like a separate. No, yeah, okay, that could be worked around. We could work around that. But let's say some kind of gas burning.
Like
menorah, propane, or I don't know, butane, one of those types of, like a Bunsen burner.
Yeah, those definitely have the ability.
Can you use those?
No, so I think that's also an issue, but for a slightly different reason. I think there, because it needs a wick. I want to say also it needs like a psyll. It needs shaman and psyll. It needs a wick. That's just the flame sort of shooting out without a wick.
That'd be an interesting, like,
but it also needs to have the fuel there, right? So if assuming it has the fuel in the reservoir in such a way that it's like a nair, so that wouldn't be the problem, but the problem would be that there's no seal. That's some of the discussion that you find when they discuss the possibility of using electric lights for Hanukkah light. Also, does it have this similarity to a nair in the sense that there's a fuel and there's a wick?
What kind
of light is this? Yeah, I'm saying there's all discussed. That's heavily discussed, the possibility. Okay. I said all those factors are spoken about. But partially for this reason, most poskim who deal with the issue assume that you're better off lighting a battery operated menorah than you would with a alternating current menorah, you know, DC as opposed to AC. Why? Because there at least you can claim that you have a fuel source right here. In other words, over there, when I light my plug something in, where's the fuel? Where is it? It's constantly being produced. That's like your IV drip. In other words,
well, DC is...
here I have a battery. Here I have a battery. It's like I took my oil. We'll call it battery fuel now.
You only have DC current.
What are you talking about? What do you mean in America? You only have DC current.
Like,
you have batteries and you have alternating current.
The house current is AC.
The wall plugs, they went
on
AC.
Yeah.
It's all
what
AC.
You're talking about is, I think, 110 versus 220. Is that what you mean? It's a higher... What's the matter?
It's funny.
Okay, anyway, I don't know about the current. Okay, but there's a difference between alternating current and direct current, right? Direct current means you have all the source here. Alternating current means that whatever it is, either 110 times a second or 220.
In the U.S., it's 60 cycles a second.
60, okay.
In the U.K. and in Europe and in Israel, it's 50.
It's 50, okay.
So, in a lot
of... They call it 110 and 2. It's called 110.
No, that's the voltage.
Oh, voltage.
But this is the...
okay, the amount of times that it goes up in the... But that's part of the problem, that it's not there. There's nothing there. It's constantly being generated, right? It's there, it's not there, it's there, it's not there, it's there, it's not there. That's why Rav Moshe Feinstein held that you couldn't make, others argue, but he held you could not say lahadlik on an electric, even for Shabbos. He was concerned about that, because who says you're the madlik? The electric company is constantly producing the current. I don't want to get into that, but in terms of the menorah issue, poskim that deal with this question about electric menorahs are much more comfortable with a battery-operated menorah than they would be with a plug-in menorah. Some have even gone as far as saying you can make a bracha on such a thing. Others, a little bit more reserved, said, you know, you could use it if you had to, but you shouldn't make a bracha on it. There's a lot of tshuvas that deal with that question. In some cases, they say if a person's on a plane and he has to light a menorah, if you really hold it, again, the whole separate sugya, you have to be able to assume that that's a bias. You have to be able to assume that that's a bias and that's a place where you could light an Er Chanukah. Assuming that you can get past that, and you paskin that that's the case, now you have to come up with a way that you're going to light a candle, if it's possible. If it's not possible, not possible. Today, no one's lighting any candles on a plane, a real candle. So some say you put on a flashlight. You put on a flashlight, put on your tray table, and that's it. That would be good. And then it's more than one posting that holds that way. By the way, so you're not lightweight postgame either. Significant. Again, if you're going to light to six or seven, at least in the area should basically you'll get one. But you want to bring more? Kol hakavod.
Modern day postgame?
Yeah, contemporary postgame. Contemporary postgame. Yeah. I mean, you just have to make sure that the battery is going to be able to burn in the right amount of time. But again, let's move past this. I think we've gone very far afield of where we began. Thanks to a certain person, but let's get back. So the Ran says about the Rif that when it comes to leftover oil, certainly it's permissible. If I could put out the lamp or I could use the lamp whilst it's still burning, then I could certainly use the oil that's left over. Let's just read it inside. Who was reading? Chaim, you were going to read for us, right? Right, Pirish is saying Pirish or Alfasi. This is what the riff about. This is what the riff says.
Kishir
hazeh.
Kishir hazeh. If it goes on for this sheer time.
Right.
V'ratza lichvosa o lehishtamesh leora harishus yado.
Good.
So basically, if he wants to do whatever he wants, he can do it, as long as it's past this time. Like if he wants to use it or whatever.
Lichvosa o lehishtamesh leora harishus yado. That's the riff, right? V'nir midvarav. So he says, based on what the riff said, this is what I think the natural conclusion would be from the riff's position. That what? Ishim kavsa, if it went out, or you put it out. Yeah, you can use the shaman. You could partake of the shaman. The kolshekenu. That's a kolshekenu. What's a kolshekenu? Kolshekenu is like, if you could do this, you could certainly do this. It's not quite a kal v'chomer, because you know, you're not making that type of argument, but you're saying certainly, certainly, certainly. Yeah? How so?
The time and the reason, the milsa lefi
shelo. Time of the milsa. The reason for the thing, the reason for the matter is, time of the milsa.
Lefi shelo ha-katsa osa ela le mitzvasa.
Stop. What does that mean?
So it's that because there's, it's not for the, I'm not really sure, katsa.
Hiktsa, hook.
Designated.
Good. Designated. Right. This is the same word, the same shorish as muktza. Right? On Shabbos, we speak about something as being muktza. We speak about it lacking or having a certain designation. Same thing over here. What's the problem, says the Ran? Time of the milsa, fishalo hiktza osa el mitzvasa. What's the reason why I could use the oil after the half an hour? Oh, because I was only muktza the oil. I only wrote off the oil for the mitzvah, i.e., the hainu, kolzman.
The hainu kolzman she delekes v'halachas besoch zman
mitzvasa. Right? When was I makzeh it? Or for how long a period of time was I makzeh it? For the amount of time that's necessary for the kima mitzvah. That's what I did. I was makzeh the oil for the amount of time that it was necessary to perform the mitzvah. Keep going. But hakavsa mutter. But if it, after that, once it goes out, or once I put it out, that's mutter. Dumya
the atzei sukkah.
Similar to the atzei sukkah. Similar to the wood that was used for a sukkah. Or noya. Atzei sukkah vin noya. What's noya? Yeah, noya, noy sukkah, right? The atzi sukkah vin noya, her noy. The sukkah's noy. What's noy? Decorations. The decorations. Right? The idea of decorating a sukkah is a halakhic idea already. Right? It's not just a cute thing that they do as kids. Right? There's a concept of noy sukkah. It's proper to be in your sukkah in a way that you feel at home. And therefore, we do things to beautify the sukkah. Okay? So how is it similar to the case of noy sukkah? That's right. The wood and the sukkah decorations are permissible after Sukkos.
Mm-hmm.
But some ga'onim, some of the Gaonim. The Ran says, this is what the riff means. But you should just know that some Gaonim say, not like that. What do they say? What does that mean?
So, if you have any leftover oil, you can use it to light.
You have to use it.
You have to use it to light the next night.
Right. Keep going. Medura. What's a medura?
A
dump
bonfire.
a bonfire, a torch, okay?
The sorfo bim komo.
You burn it up.
Shahare huksa le mitzvasa, because you designated it for a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Fi divrehem yesh le chelak bein zeh.
Stop. So what is that? What are the Gaonim hold? The Gaonim hold? No. When you put the oil in the sukkah, in the menorah,
you can no longer use it.
That's it. You can't use it at all. Not like the Rif or the Ran is claiming the Rif would hold.
So would the Gaonim also hold that once you're done with the mitzvah, once the mitzvah time has passed, would you be allowed to get hung up from it?
No, not at all.
Well, one second.
Yes, that's
We don't know. We don't know. That's why I said we're going to have to sort of back into that. Meaning, after the half an hour, do they hold that I can't use the candle anymore?
Right, because once the mitzvah is over.
So what would you think?
I would think that the Gaonim would hold that you can't.
That you can't, right? And at least that should be... if you hold it's huktzah, then what is it now? If you tell me the reason why I can't use it now is because it's huktzah, it means it has a certain status... then perhaps on some level it's in their Hanukkah right now, even though the Zman Prism technically is over. Right? Well, let's get there. Let's talk it out first. Let's just see how he distinguishes the Atzei Sukkah case. In other words, the Atzei Sukkah case is a given. Let me just read the halacha, by the way, because it came up in discussion before. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is Atzei Sukkah Asurim Kol Shemona Simei Achad. This is in Tof Reish Lamed Ches. Bein Atzei Defanos, Bein Atzei Schach. This pertains to the walls as well as the Schach. For example, you can't pull off if you were so inclined, a splint from the wall of your sukkah to clean your teeth. You want to use a toothpick, so you'll just pick off a piece of the sukkah wall and you'll clean your teeth. Not allowed to do that. What's that? Because you're using something that was hooked to a mitzvah. Ve'ein neyosin mehen l'davar acher kol shmonas hayamim. All those 8 days. Mnesha Yom Hazayin Kulo Hasukka Mukta Ad Benashmashals. Vahov Huktzal Benashmashals Shall Shvi Huktzal Chalayom. Since it's Huktzal Mitzvah on the 7th day and into the Benashmashals, so then of necessity it becomes Mukta for the next day as well. Says the Ramah, Afilu Nafla Hasukka, even if the Sukkah would fall down in the middle of the holiday, it's still Asurim. Velo Mahani Ba Tanai. And you can't make a tanai on the Atzei Sukkah. Afim Omar any bodel kol bein hashmashos kevan di yafshal lito bein hashmashos mishum de kalsasa ahalav it's katzil kulei shiva masha enkin benoy sukkah. By noy sukkah it does work, but not on the Atzei Sukkah. Again, we're not going to get into that. We're going to get into that now. But again, the implication is that this is only usher during the 8 days of the holiday. Okay.
What happens if your sukkah blows down? And can you fix it during Chol Hamoed?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Tanai is a condition.
Right.
So,
no, the noy sukkah, like we said, when you put up the noy sukkah, you could have a tanai. You could say, I'm going to put it up, but I intend to only have it here until the middle of the yontif, and then I'm going to take it down to eat it. That's tanai. Because I made it noy sukkah conditionally. No, that I could do with the noy sukkah.
But not with the structure.
Right. You could do it at a certain point. You could do it at a certain point. Dafka b'shivas hayomim, says the Mishnah Berurah. Aval b'shmini shalo, then you could be that a tanai would work on the Atzei Sukkah. All right, I don't want to get, this is, you know, again, this whole separate sugya over here, but... how would the Gaonim deal with this? How would the Gaonim deal with this, with this given fact? That...
Well, this is different. It's not Huktzal again, right?
What do you mean?
It's, you only designate it for the
No, it's according to the Gaonim, on the eighth day of Chanukah, what do you have to do with the oil? Today. Today, what do you have to do with the oil? You have to destroy it. You have to dispose of it in a certain respectful way. You can't use it to cook with. You can't put it in your salad. You can't make latkes. You have to dispose of it properly. You have to treat it with a certain amount of respect because it was hooked to a mitzvah. You can't use it for your own purpose. What about the Atzei Sukkah? They have to agree that after Sukkah, you could use the Atzei Sukkah.
Right.
Or the Noi Sukkah, you certainly use them. So what do you want to say? You just want to quote the Ron. Okay, that's fine. You want to read? Yeah, you have a question?
I mean, this actually happened to a Rebbe I had once.
Okay.
His children were digging when they moved in. His children were like playing in the yard and they were digging. They found the Buddha. They found the Buddha statue. They found the idol. So it's destroyed. So I'm asking if you have leftover.
You want to know when we say it's hooked to a mitzvah, can I use it for another mitzvah? Let's say.
Yeah.
Let's say that. Okay, that's
maybe
good.
Another mitzvah. Another.
No.
I'm saying the bonfire thing, right? You made a bonfire and then you.
No. You're just burning up the oil. It doesn't mean that you're taking a bonfire. Like you're sitting around a campfire and you say,
yeah.
Ooh. No, and you want to add to it. That you can't do. That's already being nenefim. It means you just have to burn it up. You just have to burn it up, destroy it. So the next question is, can I use it for a different mitzvah? Use it for a different mitzvah. All right, that's a good question, but not one that we were prepared to take up now. Let's say a guy wants to use it for Ner Shabbos. That probably would not be good. But
Ner Shabbos are for Nenes.
Right, exactly.
But what
exactly. I hear what you're asking. I hear you. Right.
Too.
Right, something that you can't be nene from.
Right.
So I mean, that is a minute. You do have a minute like that to burn up the wicks. Some people save them for when they burn the chametz, just like they burn up the lulav and hadassah and ravos. Right. But let's try to stay focused for now. It's a good question. Can I use it for a different mitzvah? But how would you distinguish the Atzei Sukkah case for the Gaonim? So you want it to be the next couple lines? V'yesh l'chalek, l'fi divrehem, yesh l'chalek, bein zeh l'atzei sukkah, v'noya. You'll have to say there's a difference. Got it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The hasam, because over there,
lo mikza
lehu, ela limei hachag.
Right. Over there, by the atzei sukkah, what's your intent? You put up your sukkah and you say, okay, for the next 8 days, this is sukkah wood. Or these are sukkah decorations. So I know I'm not going to use them for anything else. Right? I know I'm not going to use them for anything else. That's my das, if you will. Okay. Why do I do that? Why is that my das? Why is that what I'm presumed to have done? Lefi.
Lefi sha'asuyin lehishar achar achar.
Because that's the nature of this object. The nature of this object is to be around. Right? This 2x4 is still going to be a 2x4 in 8 days from now. So I don't have intent that I'll put it up here and that's it. It's forever gone. No, I want it to be a part of my sukkah now. But when sukkah is over, I want to be able to do whatever I want with it. That's what the Ran is saying. For the Gaonim.
But then you also
want to
do whatever you
want to
do with
Shemin. Hold on a second. V'lo maktzeh l'mitzvah son l'gamre. Right? I don't write it off indefinitely because I know this object is going to be here in 8 days. I know it's going to be here in 8 days. That's the nature of the object. Oh, but what about shemen and wicks? Right. What happens when I put wicks and oil into my menorah? What's my expectation? That's it. My expectation is the stuff is gone. Stuff is gone. The 2x4, I know, is going to be there. It's a 2x4 today. It's a 2x4 8 days from now. It might be a little bit warped, but it's still a 2x4 that I have use for. When I put wick and oil into a cup and I set it on fire, what's my expectation? That in 3 hours from now, there's going to be nothing here but cinders and ash. Right? So the Ran says, the Gaonim must be assuming that that's what's going on in a person's mind. When I put my wicks and my oils in the menorah and I light it, I have no expectation that there's anything left, that there's going to be anything left. So therefore, what am I doing? A matzet le mitzvah sam le gamrei. Masha Ein came with the Atzei Sukkah, where I know there's something that's usable at the end of the day. Right? Okay. Dein Adam Mitzapa Imasai Tikaba Nero Vim Nishtairu Harehin Asurin. Guy doesn't sit around saying, okay, when is this going to burn out because I want to use it? No, he assumes it's not going to burn out and be usable. He assumes it's going to be destroyed. It's going to be consumed. Oh, if that's the case, whatever happens to be left is going to be usur. Right?
So is there a reason because the person thinks everything will be burned? What if he only thinks half is going to be burned? He puts in 6 hours.
Good.
Right? Say only the top 3 hours he can't use, but the bottom three he can.
That would seem to be correct. In other words, there's an assumption here. The Ran is assuming that for the Gaonim, the basis for their position is the standard das of a person. Standard das of a person, when he just puts his, so we'll call it stam das, right? His stam das, it's a halachic terminology. His stam das is that he puts this in, he doesn't expect to have anything usable at the end of the day. If that's the case, what did he do to it? He designated it all as Ner Chanukah, right?
But if he has das that whatever's left over, I want to use
that. That sounds like it would be true, even according to the Gaonim, that if I have das on whatever might be left, right? Or I mentioned before, let's say a guy knows. He says, after this amount of time, I'm putting out these candles, right? Then what did I do when I lit my candles? Was I makzeh legamrei lemitzvasan? No, it was only makzeh a certain amount. The rest was not muktzah. It would sound like, even according to the Gaonim, I could partake of that remaining oil. Right? That's where the Tanai comes into play. Right? The condition. I could put it in conditionally. Or, again, I could just have that das in mind when I begin lighting. All right? So he says, in that case, it would be more similar to sukkah decorations that fell down in the middle of Yom Tov. All of a sudden, your sukkah decorations fall down. You don't say, well, it fell down, so now it's not a sukkah decoration anymore, and therefore I could eat it. No, you put it up with the intent that it'd be there for all 8 days, and that's it. You designated it as a sukkah decoration. The fact that it fell down now just means a sukkah decoration. Instead of being on your sukkah, it's a sukkah decoration on your table. Right? All right, then he distinguishes from Ner Shabbos, which is interesting, but again, it's a little bit off of our topic. He basically says that the difference between Ner Shabbos that's left over and Ner Chanukah, even according to the Gaonim, because Ner Shabbos is inherently a usable, enjoyable candle, as opposed to Ner Chanukah, which is the opposite. Ner Chanukah is Kodesh, Ve'imam Rishus Lishna Meshbam, not supposed to be used. Ner Shabbos, the whole point is to be used. Yes? Right. So what does this Machlokas seem to be based on? Again, let's just take the case where they argue. The case where they argue seems to be where I put it in Stam. In a case where I had Stam Das. According to the Rif, I put in an hour's worth of fuel. After half an hour, I want to put it out, or I want to use the flame, no problem. According to the Gaonim, or some of the Gaonim, that would not be permissible. That would not be permissible. It's true, it is true, that even according to the Gaonim, if I had express intent that I want to use the fuel after a certain period of time, that it would be permissible. But we're not talking about that. Let's talk about the case where they argue. What is the basis for that machlokas?
The case of stam das.
Yeah, where my stam das is
1 hour or whatever.
I put it in, and that's it. According to the Rif, as learned by the Ran, it's permissible to partake of that after that zman. According to the Gaonim, it is not. Fine. Let's take that case. That's the case I'm talking about. In that case, the Gaonim are saying, no, then you have a problem. Your Stam Das is in such a case that you don't intend for it to be left over, and therefore you can't use it. What's the Ran saying? We'll call it the Rif, or the Ran, whatever you want to call it. Everyone, right, you could use it for Ner Chanukah. Everyone says you could use it for Ner Chanukah.
So you could continue using it from night to night. We're just saying for another.
Yeah, they say you have to do that.
Okay.
They say that's the only thing you can do with it.
For another mitzvah.
I don't even want to say another mitzvah, because that's... Let's say, can I use it for another thing? Can I use it for my own purposes? To fry. I want to deep fry in it.
Make latkes?
Yeah, make latkes.
Still the same thing.
That's what they say on the...
Yeah, no, that's what they say. Even like in non-Jewish places, where they find in, they find their way into some kind of menu, they call them lakis. It was fun. Yeah, I don't know, they find it humorous. Okay, but let's stay focused.
Best song ever. Best song ever.
What do you say? What's the machlokas? Could you give me a possible svara? So the first suggestion is maybe it's machlokas whether or not there one shita holds of the concept of hooked to a mitzvah. That sounds a little bit too radical, especially since they're both using that concept. They're just saying this is what you're makta. You only makta up to this point.
Maybe one holds that maybe each.
So the second suggestion is that what?
That each one would be a separate mitzvah being done.
I'm not sure what you mean.
So like, let's say one day, right? Mm-hmm. After those, whatever this man is, once you're done with that, that's one mitzvah. So therefore, everything that's used during that time period afterward, let me start over again.
Okay.
Like sukkah, right?
Yeah.
You have, how long is it, 8 days? 7 days?
Sukkah?
Sukkah.
Depends where you are, Chutz Laaretz or Eretz Yisrael.
7 days plus Shmini Atzeret.
Right, 7 days in Shmini
Atzeret. So just say 8 days you're in the Sukkah, right?
Right.
So for all 8 days, that's an elongated mitzvah that extends from day one to day eight.
Okay.
So there, and then by Hanukkah, there's a difference where the mitzvah is only for that specific amount of time, and then the mitzvah is over for that period of time.
But when, one second, when's it over? What do you mean it's over?
Once you finish
each day is a separate night.
Right.
Each day is a separate mitzvah.
Exactly. So,
okay.
I lost my train of thought.
On the ninth day of Sukkot is over, then can you take the Sukkot?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's only while Sukkot is going on.
That's right.
No, keep going. I'm trying to get my train of thought back.
So one of them is saying that when after the half an hour, it's no longer being used for mitzvah anymore, so you can take it.
And what's the other sheet to hold? After half an hour.
Then he holds it's not separate mitzvahs necessarily, that it's just day one to day eight of Hanukkah,
yeah?
All lightings would be considered
one mitzvah.
One giant mitzvah.
And what would happen according to that sheet if you missed the night?
So
would
you
be able to still light?
So you miss out on the ultimate mitzvah.
I'm not understanding what you're saying. I'm sorry. Sitting in the sukkah is a mitzvah yeshiva basukkah,
right,
the whole yom tov, right? So every time I sit in the sukkah, it's a kiyum in the general mitzvah yeshiva basukkah. That's one mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do you want to say over here?
That the actual mitzvah to light Hanukkah candles.
Say again.
It starts off as one mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah of halakas ner Chanukah for 8 days.
Right.
Okay.
So that's one mitzvah. That once you light all 8 days,
you have a kiyum in that one mitzvah.
Yes.
But if you miss one night, you don't have that kiyum.
This is the one part. But then there's a separate mitzvah aspect for each night.
I don't know why you have to say that. So that's a big. Why do you have to say that? That's yeah. You have a basis for saying that?
I have zero basis.
No. So okay. And now you make a. Let's try to stay localized. You know,
okay,
let's not
so
make it.
I would say that they're arguing over whether the das someone has when they're lighting is good enough in terms of. They argue over what that das is. So the Ron Riff would say that when the guy's lighting his normal das, is normally that any leftover oil I'm going to want to use. They're going to say that that's the normal mindset of a person. The normal mindset is where...
So you're saying they're arguing over the Messias?
Yes, they're arguing over the Das. That's why they say you're allowed to use the oil, because normally a person who's lighting his Das is normally that when this is done, any leftover oil I'm going to want to use, because people like to save money. That's just how it works. Whereas
but that's not... Let me slow down for a second. The Ron specifically says, what is a person makta when he lights? He's makta the amount of oil that's necessary for the mitzvah. That's what he says. Yeah.
I might be missing something, but I think it wouldn't it come down to just like during one would say that during the only that time there's like a significance to like a kedusha to two legs in a row, then like you can't bother, you can't like interfere with them. Then the other would say that since you did like this action with them, then that carries over from the whole time. That they're in existence.
See, what you want to say is the machlokas is whether or not after this zman there is still a concept of Ner Chanukah. In other words, you right?
Yeah.
Meaning.
Even though it's not like, cause everyone agrees obviously that the minimum is for that 30 minutes. But the question is that even exist? Is there even a mitzvah that exists after that, or does it just become like absolutely nothing? There still might be just inherent in the fact that you did that action that you can't like interfere with it until it actually like starts goes out.
Right. Okay, so what does it seem like the riff is saying?
That he says it's only for the 30 minutes, right?
For whatever that time is. He doesn't say 30, right, we'll call it 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, so he would say that the Kedusha, I don't know about Kedusha is the right word, but like that during those 30 minutes, there's something, you know, very significant about
Yeah, we'll call it a Ner Chanukah. It's a Ner Chanukah. Good. How do you see that from the riff? What does the riff hold you could do after that time? You could use it. You could use it. Why are you allowed to use it? If it's a Ner Chanukah, you shouldn't be allowed to use it.
Ner Chanukah only exists.
Good. So apparently he holds that after that zman, whatever the zman is, hanicha that today the zman might be longer, but whatever that zman is, we'll call it the half hour zman that the Rambam and Meir refer to, right? Once that zman is over, apparently it's no longer necessarily a Ner Chanukah. It stopped serving as a Ner Chanukah, and that's why I could do what I want with it. I could be mechabed, I could be mishtamish laora, and certainly I could be mistapik from the shaman. Right, that's good. I think that's a good approach. So what would the Gaonim say in response to that?
Yeah, they would say that, right, I agree with you that is the minimum, but at the same time you can't just after that, you can't just go and use them because those have some inherent, the lights themselves, they have some inherent significance in them, and you can't just use them. But
meaning it still functions in their Chanukah. It still functions
right.
as a Ner Chanukah.
And that goes on until the natural, you know, the light's naturally done. The candles not they get put.
Exactly. In other words, as long as the light is still burning, even after the Zman, it's still a Ner Chanukah. It would still be Asur Shtamish Laor at that point. Right? It would still be Asur. But what would you say if a guy has das specifically that he's going to use it in an hour, or he's going to use it in two, and it still happens to be lit? Would he be able to put it out or use it?
That might be different.
Yeah, that would be different. You're right, because in that case, you basically saying at the outset, I only want it to be a Ner Chanukah for this amount of time. That you ended its existence of a Ner Chanukah as a Ner Chanukah with your das. You said my das is that it only burned for an hour, right? So after an hour, that's it. It's no longer Ner Chanukah. That's why we mutl shtamish laora at that point. And therefore the shaman would be only mutter then. But essentially, it would still be a Ner Chanukah. Which business?
What did Zach say?
Zach's saying the machlokas really is, what is the status of the Ner after the Iker Zman? Does it still serve as a Ner Chanukah or not? Is it Mutal Shtamish Lora at that point or not? And one of the nafkamis is going to be, can I be Mistopic from the Shemen or not at that point?
Someone's going to say after when the Lora is out, that still the oil is...
No, but here you're putting it out and you want to take the oil.
Oh, we're saying
it just happens. Or if it just goes out. No, the same thing would be true. It just happens to go out.
Okay.
But if it went out when it was really...
No,
well, let's say it goes out within the half hour. It goes out within the half hour, you certainly can't use it, by everybody's standards. Now it went out beyond the half hour. Well, what went out? If it was a near, not a near Shal Chanukah that went out, so the Shemen is not a near Chanukah Shemen. But if it was a near Chanukah, then the Shemen that's left over is Shemen from a near Chanukah, you can't use it. Depends what the status of the near is when it's existing as a near beyond the time of the Iker Zman. If it's a near Chanukah, then the Shemen is near Chanukah Shemen. You can't use that. If you hold that's not the case, then the Shemen that's left over is usable. Okay, I think we have to stop it because it's time for medical. Okay? Perfect. Okay, fellas. Enjoy the rest of Hanukkah. Okay, Zach, you can call in tomorrow? Yeah, okay, so it'll be 11:15.
Okay, great.
Okay, have a good day. Yeah.